Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
More shocking truth is revealed as the trial evidence concludes in San Francisco. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead to talk about this case. This case, as you know, we've been in court for now 3 months, beginning 3 weeks in August with the criminal case, and then moving into the civil case in the federal court. And in that case, the judge has had a long history of support with Planned Parenthood and, in fact, has limited much of what we can present to present a good defense, has limited most of the videos, in fact, all of the videos except for two, and much of what we can say. But there are periodic glimpses of shocking truth that come through the witnesses as Planned Parenthood puts on the testimony and we put on some of the evidence as well. Some of this shocking truth came from the witness stand of two individuals, Linda Tracy, who's the founder and president of Advanced Bioscience Resources, and also the other one is Perrin Larton. She is the procurement manager of that same facility as well. And Holly, this is a U.S. wholesaler of abortion baby body parts. They've been in existence since 1989. We're talking about 30 years. And their annual revenue is roughly $1.1 to $1.5 million, and all of that is from harvesting baby body parts.
Right. They have been harvesting livers, lungs, brains, what have you, from these abortion facilities such as Planned Parenthood, and then they resell these precious babies' parts to taxpayer-funded research laboratories at enormous marked up prices. Of course, even $1 is too much, but these are enormous. For example, $6,000 for one baby.
$6,000 a baby.
That's crazy.
So we're talking about the abortion industry, the Planned Parenthood of affiliates and others. They abort the baby, so they're getting money on that end. Then they sell the baby to these procurement companies like Advanced Bioscience Resources. And then they turn around and they sell the baby body parts at huge profits to these research facilities. And many of these research facilities, and I would probably estimate most of those research facilities, are applying for federal grants.
Right, exactly.
And so the federal taxpayer dollars are giving our taxpayer money to these institutions as grants to do research on certain kinds of things. Could be Alzheimer's, could be whatever it might be. But as part of that research, these research laboratories, they're not just researching on mice or other animals. They're buying baby body parts to do their research, and they're buying them from places like Advanced Bioscience Resources.
But, you know, an important part, Matt, is that they couldn't do what they're doing to babies. They couldn't do that to mice. They consider that unethical. They would be probably thrown in jail if they caused the kind of pain and suffering they did on these babies, many times while they're still alive, extracting these parts, rushing them off, many times while the woman is still recovering or vomited in the bush before she even leaves the abortion facility. It's just horrendous.
And that's not a hyperbole, because that actually comes from an expert who does research in stem cells and does research on mice. And she is a PhD from Stanford University, and she testified in the criminal case exactly what you just said, that there are lots of parameters and rules regarding not causing undue pain to a mouse. If you do, you could be in serious trouble. And yet, that's what's happening to these children, to harvest these intact body parts. Well, Tracy, Linda Tracy, stated under oath in her deposition for the trial that the conversation she had with David DeLayden was not private or confidential. That's what she stated in a deposition for the trial before the trial began. As you're preparing for the trial, you do discovery. Discovery sometimes includes depositions. You want to find out what the other side has, what they're going to present, what this particular witness that they're planning to put on may say. So that's where these depositions come in. And you swear under oath, just like you're in court, and you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Well, during that deposition, Tracy said, well, the conversation that she had with David DeLayden when the recording took place was not private. It wasn't confidential. That's a big deal. It's a big deal because therefore there's no cause of action. In court, she said that, in fact, it was private and confidential, but she got impeached because she had, it can't be both ways. It can't be private and confidential under oath and not private and not confidential under oath.
Right. And this is important because the two exceptions to the California recording law, number one, they have to be in public places. And number two, you have to be investigating a possible illegal and violent crime.
Right. And so obviously she said under oath in the deposition, it wasn't private. It wasn't confidential. Boom. You have no case, Planned Parenthood. In trial, she said it was private and confidential. She gets impeached with her previous sworn testimony. But she also lied in another way. She tried to say that she did not discuss pricing of fetal tissue. She tried to say this in court. I didn't discuss pricing of the fetal tissue at the National Abortion Federation's conference. Yet in her videotaped deposition, and this was videotaped so the jury could not only read the transcript, but actually see her testify under oath, just like they're seeing her actually testify in court. In her videotaped deposition played in court, Tracy indicated her conversations at the NAF included pricing of baby body parts. She further testified in her deposition that at NAF, she had discussed the Advanced Biosciences Regulated Tissue Acquisition Harvesting, that's their word for it, for which researchers pay, and these are the places they sell them to, universities, whatever, pay $6,000 per baby, per procurement. And it's not per baby because it may be certain parts of the baby.
Right.
It's not the whole, because they might want certain hearts and lungs. They're paying thousands of dollars, what she says, per procurement. I mean, this is shocking. So they got to hear all of that.
Right. And the procurement manager, Larton, who's been there, I think, since the beginning as well, you know, she said that she does not recant any of the statement that she made to David DeLeiden about babies falling out intact for organ harvesting, and that this company could receive intact fetuses as frequently as every couple months. And of course, we know that they over-dilate these women so that they can get these entire babies, which is horrendous.
Yeah, so this procurement person with Advanced Bio Resources, she had said before that, in fact, some babies just fall out because they're dilating these women so much.
Harmful to the women, by the way.
You're over-dilating these women. The babies fall out, and they're intact, completely intact. And during the testimony, so the jury could hear it, do you stand by what you said? Yes. And she will not walk away from it. Yeah, that's in fact what's happened. That, in fact, babies fell out intact so that they could harvest their organs, and that the Advanced Bioscience resources, they get these intact babies as frequently as every couple months.
Yeah, so, you know, as hard as it is to talk about and to hear, it's so important to get this truth out, that Planned Parenthood is fighting so hard to muzzle the evil truth that's really going on behind those doors.
You know, we have Liberty Relief International, which is our international humanitarian relief organization that helps persecuted Christians, and some of the shocking scenes that we've seen over the years of how our Christian brothers and sisters are tortured, killed, tortured while they're still alive because of their profession of faith in Jesus Christ. These photographs, these pictures, these images, they're shocking. And they really reveal what's happening to our Christian brothers and sisters. What we have happening here in the United States of America, I've said before, you know, some of these brutal beheadings, as brutal as they are, that you see, you remember the Christians who were lined up on the shores of Libya, and they were beheaded as they were kneeling down. Brutal. That's exactly what's happening every day in our country. And people, we
to
need
innocent
to...
innocent children.
Not ignore it. I know this is a difficult topic. I know it's a heavy topic. But it's one that's happening on our watch. It's one that's happening while we speak. It's one that happens during our church services. And we need to pray, but we need to work. And I believe that God will ultimately reverse this horrendous Roe versus Wade decision at the Supreme Court, overturn abortion. That doesn't mean all abortions will stop. People will go do them illegally, just like they do things on the black market. But we can't condone this as a country. This is not right. This is wrong. We can't condone it. We can't fund it. We can't say it's all right. We can't say it's a choice. It's certainly not part of the Constitution. And I know if you've been touched by abortion, Jesus is in the business of restoring and putting broken pieces together. And he will do that to your life and make you a vessel and a light for darkness. Pray for our case as now we are continuing to move forward. Pray that we get good decisions on this case. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Sandra.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.